everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. We are back with the second part of our interview with our studio teacher from Full House, Adria Later. Adria is giving us all a unique glimpse into what it was really like behind the scenes of the show and being the baby wrangler for Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. So buckle up and get ready. Here's part two with Adria. Now, Jody, I think you and I went to regular public school in addition to being schooled on the set. So do you remember, did you go to like your first period of the day, or did you do all of your schooling on the set and just go to school on the hiatus weeks?
I went to school, I mean, because I was in elementary school, so we didn't really periods yet, a first, second, third. It was like I went to school until about lunch, which was like 11:45 or 12-ish. Okay. And then my mom would pick me up and I would work on my script in the car, and I would drive, you know, from, because we lived in Orange County, drive from Orange County to Sony Studios, which was in Culver City, which at that time in LA, traffic was such that you could make that journey in about 45 to 50 minutes. And that would not be happening now. you would not be able to do that now. But I was so fortunate because, you know, we got to like have quote unquote normal friends and normal school stuff and be plugged in a little bit to the classroom. And then I would take that stuff, you know, for Thursdays and Fridays on tape days when we had to be there longer hours. I would take all those days work for Thursday and Friday and work on it on set.
Now, the reason you were able to do that and go to school for those few hours and then come to set was that your time on set could only be 3.5 hours, because if you do go to your own school, you can't then go come to work and work 8 hours. So on the days you went to your own school, you could only be on the set for 3.5 hours. So you would come for rehearsal or run through, and that was it. But on Friday when we were taping, you had to be there all day because we needed an 8.5 hour day on you.
Interesting.
So.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, there's all those like little nuances and things of, you know, how often kids need breaks and how long they can work. For like Ashley and Mary-Kate at the time, what is like for young kids, it's like 20 minutes in front of the camera, right? But broken up into...
Yeah, I mean, when they're infants. Actually, they started at 8 months old. So I think at that time, I didn't have to look back at my book. I think they're allowed on the set for 4 hours, you know, not working 4 hours. I think it's 2 hours of work and 2 hours of break. When they're infants, like under 6 months old, you know, they can only work 20 minute increments.
Right.
But once they were, you know, because they were 8 months old, they fell into that category of being allowed there for 4.5 hours.
Got it.
And the reason we use twins is because what they could have done, they could have brought, let's say, Mary Kate in at 8 o'clock in the morning and brought in and Ashley brought in her at noon and then, you know, get an 8 hour day out of it. But because we flipped them back and forth and back and forth every other scene, they were both there for their whole allotted time. So 4.5 hours, you know, they were little, and then it goes up to 6.5 hours when they hit, I think, I forget, five or six years old, and, you know, the time goes up. But they chose not to split their call, which they do on most feature films and most TV shows, is they'll give a staggered call on twins to get a longer period of time on the set with them.
Right. But then you're sort of, you know, you got to keep your fingers crossed that that one particular twin is in the mood to be doing it.
It's kind of risky.
Yeah. If you try to do something right about nap time, forget it. It's not happening.
No. And they were such good natured babies. So
they really, they absolutely were. And they just became such a part of the family.
The two of you too, I mean, you treated them like little sisters. You know, turn your back on them. You played with them. You sat with them. You talked to them.
I was very close with Ashley and Mary Kate. I mean, sort of like how Andrea and I were close. Like I, you know, sort of looked to Andrea and Candace as like the older ones. Like I definitely was that to Ashley and Mary Kate. Mm-hmm. And they would come to our house on weekends and all that kind of stuff. But when you had such a huge part in really, you know, creating the fun of the Michelle character in, you know, them repeating the lines and doing all that stuff. When did you kind of realize like, oh, they were like, this was becoming more than just them on the show, but because you traveled with them quite a bit.
Right. I want to say it wasn't until they were 5 years old, I think, is when they did their first movie of the week with Jeff. Jeff wrote a television movie of the week for them, followed by, I think two other movies of the week.
Right.
And then they went on to do a whole video collection of spy, you know, little spy.
Right.
They worked a lot. They worked really hard. They worked really hard.
Yeah, they definitely did. But yeah, it was like, they were like five when they started doing all that. So it was a little more towards like the fourth or fifth season.
Exactly. I know after the first season, first of all, after the first month or two, Jeff and I talked about this. He had them just paid as daily actors. They were not under contract. And I remember it was like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 weeks into the shooting, he said, he came to me, he says, I guess I should put them under contract, shouldn't I? I said, well, I think.
Wow.
Right.
I had no idea.
So I think originally the plan was to use babies for a certain period of time and then just flip out to older ones and and then season two, go to a couple of five-year-olds. Well, they chose not to do that on Full House, which I think was the key because America
absolutely
watched those little girls grow up right in front of
them. Yeah, they watched literally, you know, Michelle go from infant to toddler to little kid. And, you know, they watched all of us sort of grow through it's just in these incredible, you know, lengths of time of like so much. I mean, such our formative years, you know, like the things that you really remember about your childhood and so much of that.
I remember being in a restaurant during the time that Full House was on the air. And this is before you could tape shows and go home and watch them later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Restaurant with my family. And there was a table next to me, a whole family with several children. And all of a sudden this mother said, oh my God, look at the time. Full House is going to start in 30 minutes. We have to leave now. Get the check. And they had to rush out of that restaurant so they could go home and watch Full House. And I said, I love that. They were going home to watch the show.
That's amazing.
That's so great.
So I love hearing those stories.
Had a great following, that show, Full House.
Seriously. And then in the later seasons, you know, we had more babies that you worked
Nikki
with.
Nikki and Alex.
We had Blake and Dylan. And so, you know, we kind of started the process all over again. Although they weren't the same infants, where that we used different, we went infants and then I think we did skip.
The Renterias were the first Nikki and Alex as infants. And then the Wilhoits were the toddler version of the Nikki and Alex.
Right. That's right. I remember the Renterias.
Were you put on Nikki and Alex duty then? Because Mary Kate and Ashley were a little bit older and could kind of manage their own lines a little bit better at that point.
They were older, and we hired another dialogue coach to work lines with them because at that time they were, I was not coaching them with lines. They were now saying their own lines. And so we brought a dialogue coach on, Barbara Dowd.
Barbara.
Her last name. And she.
Oh, yes. Oh, she was my acting teacher for a while, too. Oh. I loved working with Barbara.
Wonderful woman. And she worked.
Yeah.
So that I could move on to working with Nikki and Alex, you know, the Will Hoyt boys.
Right.
Having twins on set playing brothers at the same time. Boy, that's a big ask.
That was hard because you couldn't, there was no swapping them out. It wasn't, they weren't triplets or, you know, there wasn't four of them. There was two of them and both of them were on camera
at the same time.
And you're working with boys instead of girls, which I know sometimes language comes a little bit later for boys or the command of language. So I imagine it was a lot different.
I mean, they're friskier for the most part.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
They're sort of scattered. It was a big change working with on-set twin boys at the same time.
Yeah.
And,
did your same tricks work of the fruit, the dried fruit and the bracelets?
I had to make up. My sister, Rhonda, at the time, who was also a studio teacher, we brought her.
Yes.
And I think.
Yeah. Rhonda was working with Ashley Mary Kate as their teacher.
And helping me coach the two boys.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we would talk to them in the dressing room and they always wanted stories about Band-Aids and monsters and sharks. And one time I remember going out on the set to do a scene. And I said, okay, now, and I think it came across on the microphone. I said, okay, we're going to tiptoe like sharks. I don't know. I just made that up. Because they like sharks.
Right. And
my sister said, the audience is going to have no idea what you're talking about. I said, they shouldn't even listen to me. You know, this is.
I'm working with babies. Do you have any idea what kind of ridiculousness I'm saying?
Make it up as I go along. You know, there was no set pattern. You shoot from the hip when you're working with toddlers. And that's what I had to do. There was a scene where we wanted to have the boys go from the crib and crawl out of the crib to walk, you know, because, you know, toddlers eventually do that.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived through that myself.
Trying to explain to them, they couldn't get it. I grabbed Ashley and I said, Ashley, get into the crib. She climbed into the crib. I said, and I want you to climb over the top and out of the crib, which she did. Then I put the little one in there. The boy did exactly what she did. So Ashley was able to help me.
And then their mom was forever pissed that we taught them how to crawl out of the crib. No. Like, nah. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais. And the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out, we'll make it like it's 1988, no phones. No, nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your Ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you listeners, but my social battery has been pretty drained recently. I've noticed how easy it is to spread myself too thin, especially when life feels nonstop. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you manage to maintain a good balance? I found therapy to be the best tool in maintaining my energy levels. I'm now able to be my best self for not only my friends and family, but most importantly, for me. I truly believe therapy is for everyone, no matter how big or small your problems may seem. Seeing a licensed therapist can help you get to the root of your problems and empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude.
Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door. Or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. After Full House ended, did you, I mean, you know, like I was saying, you were working on Hook and doing other movies and stuff part of the time, but not, you know, you were, Full House was kind of where you were mostly. But what happened, like, after the show? Did you wind up going with Ashley Mary Kate, or did, what happened next?
No, when the show ended, I had a falling out with the gentleman who represented them, Rob.
Right.
And so my connection with them ended abruptly by him. He did not want me working with them. So they went on to do a lot of these little music videos, and there were other studio teachers they used. I went back into the film world and did a number of feature films. After I did Jurassic, I started doing some of the Jurassic Park movies. I think I did Jurassic Park and Jurassic 3.
My friend Stephen Ray Morris would die to hear that. He's such a huge Jurassic Park fan. I forgot you worked on that.
So I did that. I did Harry and the Hendersons. I did a really interesting film called Road to Perdition with Paul Newman and Daniel Craig actually was in that too. Anyway, it was a career that took me back into the feature film world. Although I did do one other series. I did Two and a Half Men for four years.
Okay.
With Angus Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a real nice setup because we would do, I think, 3 weeks on, 1 week off. So we'd do 3 weeks in studio, and then that other week he would go back to his own school.
Right.
We did everything by fax machines. His school was very cooperative, sent me all the work. So he was right on track. So, I went back into the feature film world. I ended up getting married, and my husband and I moved to Lake Tahoe for 10 years. We lived there. And then about 4 years ago, I moved back to Los Angeles. We sold the home in Tahoe, and my husband passed away, unfortunately, last year. So I've decided to work more. I actually have an assignment this week for a few days, and I don't know that I'm ready to tackle a series again, but I do work and enjoy working a few days a week still in the business.
That's so great.
I love that. You know, it's funny. I got my undergrad degree in like liberal studies with an emphasis in elementary education. And I actually thought about being a studio teacher for a while. I think I even may have talked to you or Laura about it and like was trying to kind of get more information about what I needed, you know, what I would need to do. And after I had graduated and stuff, but it's such a delicate balance because you, like, you know, we said you're there to protect the welfare of the kids and to teach them, but you also, you know, working within the craziness of this business,
right?
Like, you have to be there to protect the kids and be like, nope, this is what's happening. And I just always admired you for that. You took nobody's BS. Oh, yeah.
It's all about the safety of the children, safety and
yeah.
So, I mean, when we were doing the movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and Ki-Hui Kwan was my student who just won the Academy Award last year.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm excited for him. There was a scene where he was about 10 years old at the time. He had to run across this rope bridge over a 300-foot gorge. And it was built by engineers. It was a very safe rope bridge, but I wasn't comfortable with it. And he and Kate were supposed to run away from the bad guys across this rope bridge. And I was, he was such a little thing. And I was so afraid for him to be on that bridge. And they're ready to roll the camera. Stephen is ready to roll. And I said, "What? Wait." I said, "You know, I am not comfortable with him running across this bridge with no safety line. With this, it's a 300-foot drop into the gorge." So he said, "Okay." So the special effects guy came in and he set up all these wires and he wired Key to Kate Capshaw. Now, if he had fallen off the bridge, actually, he probably would have taken her with him.
Taken her with, right, right.
But at least he was wired to an adult. So I
felt right.
safer. But Stephen was always great about that. If there was anything that I saw that concerned me, he would just stop and wait for it to be corrected. And
that's really great to hear, because there are not everybody, you know, in this business mm-hmm. is like that. And he's done so many incredible movies with so many kids. Have you stayed in contact with anybody else from any of the movies that you've worked on?
I saw Drew Barrymore not too long ago.
Way.
That was great. In fact, I had lunch with Ashley last year, and she's told me that she ran into Drew Barrymore at Fred Siegel's years ago. And she said, it's funny, Ashley said, "I was so nervous to talk to Drew Barrymore, but I went up to her and said, you know, you and I had the same studio teacher.
Oh.
And I said, "I know we did." You know, says her.
That's so crazy. I'm flying out to New York to go do Drew's show. So I will mention. I will definitely mention
so
it.
So cool.
She was also great. Great. You know, we had such a good time. And on E.T., she was just six. Mm-hmm. Just six.
Yeah.
I remember when we finished the film and we went on a promotional tour, we flew into Oslo, Norway. She had never seen snow in her life. And I said, "Drew, only you can have your first snow experience in Norway."
Right. Yeah. But yeah, not the mountains of Big Bear or, you know, anything, but like go all the way to Norway to see snow.
Because he was a real person. She thought E.T. was alive. E.T. was her friend. When Stephen had the scene where E.T., he's in this, like this contraption and he's dying.
Oh God. Yeah. I'm still to this day, gets me every time.
So when he was doing that scene, he talked to Drew first and he said, "So this is a scene where E.T. is so, so sick, he's going to die. And it's really sad." And the tears started to roll out of her eyes. And then Stephen went like this with his finger to roll camera. He didn't say action. He didn't say,
wow. Right.
And they photographed Drew being so sad and crying over E.T. And that was one of the magic tricks of that particular scene.
Wow.
I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988. No
yes.
phones. No nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love,
now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I was a huge E.T. fan as a kid. I had the record of E.T. And I would sit in bed with my grandmother, who was staying at our house when I was like 3 years old, which was about when the movie came out, and she had broken her leg. And I would drag my little Fisher-Price record player into her bed, and I would sit there and we would listen to E.T. or, you know, Snow White or something. And I loved E.T., but the scene where he screamed, where he in the closet, always freaked me out. And I was that part. So I would like grab onto her when E.T. screamed. But when I learned I had the same teacher as, you know, that did the movie E.T., I was like, I was very excited. So I was, yeah, it was like, you just have had such an incredible career. And you have
been lucky, been really lucky. It's, you know, it just this whole lifetime experience that I had in the film industry, which was kind of a fluke because, I mean, I was a public school teacher and I went through a divorce and I was still teaching public school and going in at lunchtime into the lunchroom and sitting with the other school teacher ladies talking about who got benched at recess. And I thought, there's got to be more to me than this, you know, just being in the lunchroom with the school teacher ladies and being confined to one classroom and one school. And that's when I found out that they use teachers in Hollywood and started pursuing that direction. Mm. So I'm lucky and fortunate and was able to do some incredible projects, you know, in my years.
What was the most difficult age to teach on a set? Elementary, high school, babies?
I think when you get first graders, you know, most of them were not like Jody was in first grade. Some of them come having never experienced preschool. So they're not sure about their alphabet. They're not sure about, certainly not reading or phonics or math. And especially if you have a classroom where you have two or three or four, by law, you can have a studio teacher can have 10 children in the classroom.
Wow.
But if you have,
I remember like extra days when we would have, you know, a classroom scene and we'd have Rhonda would be there, a couple other teachers managing all the background kids. Yeah.
So it's difficult if you have first graders or second graders who need a lot of one-on-one instruction, especially when you have a first grader from Pasadena and you have another first grader from Santa Monica and they're not in the same schools. They're not at the same level. They can't do the same work. So I think it's more difficult working on jobs where you have multiple children at a very young age. The high school kids, and especially nowadays, I had a show about 2 weeks ago and they were all high school. They all come with their laptops and they all have, you know, they're linked into their school. In fact, now on set, you absolutely have to make sure that even when you're on location, which we were, you've got a Wi-Fi set up.
Wi-Fi, right.
Lock into the Wi-Fi network and the high school kids can work, you know, pretty independently.
Yeah.
So that makes, you know, they can just raise their hand if they have a question about an assignment or a problem, but they're pretty independent for the most part, the junior high school and the high school kids.
Do you find that your students are probably like everyone, all of the rest of us, much more distracted with technology and phones and all of that. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I found a way to screw around in a classroom way before, you know, cell phones. So I'm sure that now they have those. It's, you're like, can we please, can you stop watching YouTube?
That is one of the things. This project that I had a couple of weeks ago, we had all high school kids. And you, as a teacher, you have to walk the room. You have to continue.
Right, yeah. What are you actually doing on your computer?
What is on their monitor?
Right. Stop scrolling at Sephora or looking at YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat will wait. Right, yeah.
How long have you been doing your podcast?
6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, we started it this summer. We started from the very beginning and are watching each episode all the way through because we never watched it.
Right.
We never, you know, we did it and then it was like, nah. I know how this one ends.
Okay. It brings back so many memories. Need to watch myself. Watching ourselves as little kids. Oh my goodness, the fashion, the hairstyles. It was just it's such a treat to get to watch these episodes again and dissect them and make fun of ourselves and relive all these memories.
Oh gosh, yeah. Now it's fun to make fun of ourselves. When it was other people doing the making fun of, not so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so much fun to go back and watch these. And you know, again, Adria, you were such an important part of our childhood and growing up. And you were, so many of my important childhood memories are with you. And I know my mom and you still stay close and talk. And she, you know, always jokingly says that, you know, if you or her are thinking about each other, one of you will eventually, one of you calls almost, you know, you have this little sense, but you have remained a big, important part of my life to this day. And I love you for that.
Well, I love you too. And thank you for having me on the show. It was so much fun.
We love you
so much, Adria.
We love you.
You're so special to us. You're like a second mom. And this is just such a gift to get to talk to you today.
Love to you both.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Abida.
Oh, that's right.
That was Ashley Mary Kate always used to, they couldn't say Adria, Abida. So they called her Abida. Abida.
That was so sweet.
That was such a great interview.
Oh my gosh.
Love.
She is
love
the same.
Her.
She's exactly the same.
Adria has always been a badass. Like she has always been, and again, like somebody that I looked up to, a woman that like was like, nope, this is what we're doing. Like she said, I saw there was more for me. And I just like, what an awesome influence to have in our lives at a young age of, you know, someone like that, that just like went for it and, you know, and was so wonderful and loving. And like,
she always had the kids' best interests at heart. And that wasn't just her job. I think she felt that intrinsically. She's like, I'm an advocate for these kids and she's going to stand up to even the harshest producer, not on our set, but on other sets. And she's like,
I mean, to Steven Spielberg and to be like, this is not working.
This stunt is not working for me.
That's the thing. We were always, you know, again, we had producers that never like took advantage of situations, but I remember my mom saying, I always knew Adria would jump in. Like you were not going to do anything.
There's no question. You know,
and it's so true. So true.
That
was awesome.
I have such good feelings now. Such warm fuzzies.
Well, that was a really fun conversation with someone that is incredibly near and dear to our hearts. Adria was such an essential part of Full House and of our childhoods and growing up. We are so glad that you guys got to listen to our interview with her. She's just wonderful, and I can't say it enough. In the meantime, make sure you're following us on social media. You can follow us at How Rude Podcast on Instagram. You can also send us emails at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. Make sure that wherever you're listening to the podcast, you're liking and subscribing so that you can get all the newest episodes as they come out. And we will see you next week for another fun recap episode. And in the meantime, everybody, remember, the world is small. But the house is full.
A+, Jody Sweeten.
Thank you, thank you.
Adria would be proud.
Adria would be proud. A+ for me.
Yay.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweeten from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.